let's just talk about this lettuce thing. A lot of Florida growers waking up this morning right in the peak of their harvest, just 2 weeks or less, and finding out they've got to destroy a lot of their product on this romaine recall. Just give us an overview, if you would, about the situation for Florida and the date situation that seems to say that Florida can't be involved in this.
Well, thanks, Gary. And first of all, just have to, you know, express our concern for those who have become ill as a result of this outbreak. You know, it is always a major concern when situations like this happen. Having said that, you know, it is, to all appearances, impossible for Florida to have played a role in this. Our harvest didn't begin until well after the onset of these illnesses. So, yeah, we have a lot of growers that are in the crosshairs of this thing at the very beginning of their season, and it's going to be economically a disaster for them. I might add that this is the second year in a row that they found themselves in this situation. There was an outbreak last year that occurred in the weeks prior to the Florida season, and, you know, growers suffered as a result of that as well. So this is 2 years in a row where we've just found ourselves in a situation not of our doing, and it's extremely frustrating for growers.
You know, when this happened before, it took weeks and on end, it seems like, for them to trace back and figure out where this came from. Is there any indication yet? Of course, this, as I understand it, the first notice on this just came out from CDC and FDA, I guess, yesterday, and it's already national news. And it sounds like, from sources anyway, that we've not been able to confirm it. Maybe a small plot somewhere in the same region out there. So is there any indication officially yet at all, and do you have any indication of how long it may take this time for them to figure out what the source was?
Well, I've given up long ago in trying to forecast how long it takes FDA and CDC to conduct a traceback investigation into determine the source of some of these outbreaks. In many cases, that never happens. So I don't want to try and even hazard a guess as to how long this might take. Our objective at this point in time is to try and encourage the agencies to limit the advisories to areas that were in production at the time of this outbreak, which would certainly take Florida out of the picture.
And the way it stands right now, as we speak here on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is that all growers of romaine in the whole country are having to destroy their anything in the pipeline or not cut anything for how long? What's the ruling right at this moment?
Well, there's no ruling. I mean, it is an advisory by the federal government for consumers not to eat romaine and to throw it away. There's no, you know, regulatory requirement back on the industry, but essentially what happens in situations like this, Gary, is when those advisories go out and get the kind of media attention that this one has received, it just grinds the entire, you know, supply chain to a complete halt. So that's the issue, is the market just dries up completely and you've got no ability to ship the product. So effectively that prevents you from harvesting and everything that goes along with that. So
the
entire situation, this advisory from FDA and CDC is unprecedented at this stage of an outbreak. For them to basically urge consumers not to consume a romaine from any source when they know fully well that there are parts of the country that could not have been implicated in this because of when the illnesses occurred and when the harvesting began, it's just simply unprecedented.
So if the consumers got the facts on this and could get it understood that Florida couldn't even be close to being in this deal and knew that we've got a Fresh from Florida logo on a lot of these romaine packs, there could be still demand in the market. There's nothing legal that says they can't ship their product.
That's my understanding.
Got it.
Yep. And obviously what we want to try and encourage the agencies to do is to, you know, conduct this investigation as rapidly as possible. But to the degree that they got the ability to limit this advisory to those areas that were in production at the time of onset of illness, that's just critically important to the economic well-being of a lot of growers around this country, particularly in Florida.
Got it. All right, buddy. Appreciate you taking the time.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Okay.